Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the What I Am Reading podcast. Each week I will be reading a short excerpt from the book that I am reading, which is available for you to access from the school library. Today I will be reading from Varjak Hall by S.F. Saeed. The book is about a Mesopotamian blue kitten called Varjak Hall. He lives with his parents, his siblings, his aunt, and his grandfather called Elder Paul, in a house owned by a lady called the Contessa. One day, the Contessa is not to be found in the house anymore. Instead, Varjak Paul has seen two sleek black cats and a gentleman entering the house. But when he tells his family, nobody quite believes him, except his grandfather, Elder Paul. Varjak. It was the Elder Paul. He was on his own at the bottom of the garden by the crumbling roots of a dying tree. Varjak padded over to join him. "I'm sorry, Elder Paul," he said. "It's my fault, everything that happened. But it's true about the black cat. I swear on the name of Jalal it's true." His grandfather smiled sadly. "I know that," he replied. "And it's not your fault, not a bit of it. It's them. They don't even want to think anymore." They sat in silence together in the shadow of the wall. "Are you still going to tell me the tale of Jalal's greatest battle?" said Varjak after a while. "Against Sali of the North." "Not tonight," said the Elder Paul. "I'm afraid there are more important things to tell me first. You're still young, but I don't think we have much time. And you're the only one who understand." Varjak's skin tingled beneath his fur. Even after what had happened in the council, he was thrilled by his grandfather's words. "I'm ready, Elder Paul," he said. "Then listen carefully. Jalal only knows what this gentleman's up to. But with the Contessa gone, it's more than we can manage. We have to get help from outside." "Isn't the world outside full of monsters?" said Varjak. "A monster's exactly what we need. A monster called a dog. The tales say they're huge and strong enough to kill a man. Dogs fill the heart with fear with their foul breath and deafening sound. But the tales also say Jalal could talk to them. So there must be a way to get their help, to scare this man away." "Mother and father say the tales aren't true. They say they're only stories." "Only stories." The Elder Paul looked at him. "And do you believe that?" Varjak shook his head. "No." "Good. Because I'm going to tell you a family secret now. An old one. It goes right back to the beginning." Varjak's mind raced. This was the first he'd heard of any secret. "Is it about Jalal?" he guessed. The Elder Paul smiled in the dark. "It is indeed. Everyone knows the tales of Jalal. But his way is a mystery, known only to a few." The way of Jalal. This was something Julius and the others knew nothing about. And the Elder Paul was telling him. Him and no one else. "The way," said the Elder Paul, "has been passed down through the ages from paw to paw. Much of it has been forgotten over the years, lost and corrupted through time. Now only fragments remain. Perhaps the way will help us talk to dogs. Perhaps not. I do not know it all. And I fear I won't have long enough to teach you the parts I know. But it's all we have left." Varjak felt strangely disappointed. Now he knew there was a family secret. He wanted to know it all. What was the point of a secret which was lost? Still, something was better than nothing. "Tell me more, Elder Paul." "Come closer." Varjak bent towards him. "Closer." He leaned right over, so his ear was by the Elder Paul's mouth. "There are 7 skills in the way of Jalal," whispered the Elder Paul. His breath was warm in the cold night air. "We know only 3 of them. Their names are these. Slow time, moving circles, shadow walking." He recited the skills slowly, in rhythm, like poetry. "Learn these words and pass them on in turn." "Slow time," said Varjak. "Moving circles, shadow walking." He rolled the words over his tongue like a new taste. Again. Slow time, moving circles, shadow walking. His fur prickled at the strange sounds. Never forget this. Keep the way alive, Barjack Paul. Barjack nodded. The words, Jalal's words, were safe in his head. He would always remember them. Click! The back door swung open. Barjack and the Elder Paul looked round. The gentleman was standing there, and by his shiny black shoes, there were two sleek black cats. Chapter 5. The temperature seemed to drop. Barjack shivered. I don't like this, whispered the Elder Paul. I don't like it one bit. The gentleman pointed at them across the garden. He crouched down to touch the collars on the black cat's necks and whispered something into their ears. Then he turned and went back inside, leaving Barjack and the Elder Paul alone with his cats. Barjack's fur bulged out with fear as the cats came slowly, deliberately across the grass towards them. There was something so strange, so menacing about the way they moved. Who are you? Called the Elder Paul. They didn't answer. They just kept coming. Barjack and his grandfather backed away, but there wasn't far to go. In a few steps they were up against the wall, as far from the house as they could get. Barjack's pulse was racing. He remembered how the gentleman's cats had pushed him aside so easily. It looked like nothing in the world could stop them now. He scratched at his collar. It felt tight around his neck. Barjack, said the Elder Paul urgently, but without a hint of worry in his voice. I think someone as brave as you could climb this wall and go outside, don't you? Barjack glanced up. The stone was concealed by moss, but there was no hiding the wall's height. It was massive. Don't worry, said the Elder Paul. You'll have time. I'll see to that. I'll have time? Barjack's head swam. What was the Elder Paul saying? That he should go outside on his own? But can't we both? No, we can't. Only one of us can get out. I'll keep them busy. You must go outside and find a dog. You're not going to fight them, are you? They'll... The Elder Paul took a pace towards the black cats. In his eyes was a fire Barjack had never seen before. Go. Bring back this thing that even men are scared of. And keep the way alive, Barjack Paul. The cats had stopped. They were looking at the Elder Paul as if they were waiting for him. The Elder Paul growled at them. Barjack's head hurt. He was being torn apart by a thousand different feelings. The Elder Paul strode forward to meet the gentleman's cats, tail held high, green eyes blazing. Go, Barjack, before it's too late. Don't look back. This is the only way. He looked fierce and magnificent. The tired old cat of the council was gone. Now he was the son of Jalal, facing his enemy, proud and powerful, a Mesopotamian blue. Go, he yelled, and hurled himself at the black cats. They nodded as he came, as if it was all too easy. The Elder Paul ran straight at them, but then he seemed to shimmer for a moment, and went through the gap between them, and came out the other side. The two black cats span around. The Elder Paul was just out of their reach. They glanced at each other and went after him. Barjack's heart thumped in his throat. His grandfather was leading them away, through the trees, back towards the house. He was taking them further and further from Barjack, with quick wits and cunning, a flash of silver blue. The black cats were faster. They moved together perfectly. Each one looked sleek and lethal. How could the Elder Paul fight two together? Already he was slowing down, still proud, but old and short of breath, and the black cats were closing in, one on each side. They'd catch him soon, even if they didn't. What could he do against a gentleman 10 times his size? What could any cat do, or even a whole family? The Elder Paul was right. The only chance was to find a dog. His grandfather was doing what he had to. Now it was all up to Barjack. Thank you very much for listening. Join me on the next episode for more of What I Am Reading. Until next time, look after yourself and stay safe. Bye!